Our family, and probably yours, can be divided into two functional groups. The morning people and the night people. Yeah. Which, by the way, are dysfunctional the other part of the day, whichever end it is. You have those at your house? Often they marry each other. I don't know why that happens. And then they drive each other nuts at the beginning and at the end of the day. Now, my daughter, for example, she was the slow freight train in the morning. Mm-hmm. She was almost a no freight train in the morning. It was hard to get her up. Took a long time to get her going. Not much spark there. Not too many smiles. She was not really like that the rest of the day, but morning, just not her time. Now, I'm a morning person. Then about 10 or 11 o'clock at night, I'm slowing down. Oh, yeah. I'm the slow freight or the no freight. Well, I hate to tell you this, but I get to be less and less fun to be with as it gets a little later. Meanwhile, guess what my daughter was doing? Oh, she's bouncing off the walls at this point. See, we both could use a little help at the down end of our day. So could you, probably. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about at the down end of your day. Well, our word for today from the Word of God has something for both the morning people and the night people. It comes from Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. So this is talking about praising and making music at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. It says we should be, as followers of the Most High God, positive at the beginning and at the end, both ends of the day. Now, I've noticed a gap between my metabolism, especially my late-night metabolism, and my desire to be like Jesus. See, they're in conflict. Well, I can be having a good day of serving and being unselfish and caring about other people, being positive all day, and then the hour starts getting late. The later it gets, sometimes it just seems like I become more selfish. The crankier I get, the more brittle, irritable. I'm less likely to go out of my way. I'm more likely to say something cutting or sarcastic or to complain about having to do something. Maybe that happens to you in the morning. Guess when I need God's resources the most? I need them at night, because I'm a morning person. I need to consciously stretch the Lordship of Christ to cover the down end of my day. There's a part of my day that seems like I'm the least under His Lordship. And I'll bet there's one for you. And that's the part that we need to depend on Him for the most. Maybe morning's your toughest time to be a Christian. I don't know. Well, David said in Psalm 90, verse 14, "Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days." See, in your case, you got to wake up and think Jesus the first thing. Whichever is your down end of the day, be sure that Christ's Lordship reaches from your first waking moments to your last conscious moments. You can really hurt those you love the most at your harsh end of the day. Remember, our Lord is the one who gives you a pillar of cloud to wake up to in the morning, assuring you of a God-designed day, and who gives you a pillar of fire at night to assure you of His illuminating presence at nighttime. So here's a practical take-home test on your spiritual maturity. What difference is Christ making at the down end of your day?